One of the wonderful things about our state is that every season, I think it's kind of unique, different qualities of light, different plants in bloom, different activities for our wildlife, and even different tastes. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And really pleased to welcome back Inga Wischer. Inga hosts Around the Farm Table on Wisconsin Public Television. She owns and operates a small organic dairy farm near Osseo, Wisconsin. It's so much fun to have her on to talk about what's going on her farm and what's she up to with the television program. And certainly I hope you'll join in with your own questions, comments, or experiences on the farm. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to see and hear from you. And Inga, great to see you again.
It's great to see you, Larry. I always love to come down here and visit with you.
I'm so happy to have you here. And, you know, isn't it a great time of the year on the farm? Huh?
It's the best time of year because I always feel like I'm going to give up a little bit right before the first nice day. You know, but then once the sun comes out, it's like, okay, there's hope. We're going to get through.
And it brings to mind, you know, we've gone through a winter where you're preparing certain types of foods throughout the year, or throughout the winter, and then here comes spring, and new opportunities develop.
New opportunities. It's a breath of fresh air. Yeah. I love every different kind of, you know, the seasons are so great because it's a great challenge for you to kind of eat seasonally and kind of have to, you know, say, well, I'm going to make a roast because it's January. And now this time of the year, the nettles are coming out. So we, in my family, we love to make nettle soup.
Have made the best nettle soup. I wish I could share this with everyone, with listeners, because it is delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Nettles. All right. Nettles. And somebody may be wondering, what, nettles? Weeds?
Nettles? Oh, nettles are so good.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful when you're picking them because they want to bite back a little bit. But they're nutritious for you. They're full of iron. Now, I'm not a nutritionist, so don't quote me on everything I'm about to say, but vitamin C. And they're you know, the first kind of green thing that comes up. Their root systems are great, so they must be pulling up all these vitamins. I feel great after I eat them. I feel it feels like you're
really, really
tasty.
And they're, you know, they are called stinging nettles for a good reason. Stung by them many a time.
But, you know, once you heat up the nettles, the sting goes away.
Yeah, yeah. And that allows you to use the nettles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to boil.
Well, one trick that my mom does before when she makes soup is that she'll put all the nettles in the sink and then fill up the sink with hot water because it'll take out a little bit of the sting of the nettles. When I pick them, I just grab it down really hard with two fingers and because I always take just the tops off of the nettles because they're a little bit because as the season goes on or as the leaves get bigger, they get a little bit fibery, you know. So I just take the tops off. But if you grab at the nettles really hard, I find that like you kind of break the stinger a little bit. But
oh well, you know, I was thinking of one other one. There's an old Italian friend, well, rest his soul, an Italian friend of mine. Joe Clementi, who owned a restaurant and bar here in Madison, and he made every spring cardoonies, he always called them. And they're wonderful, and they're made with thistles, stalks of thistles. They look a little bit like, not a little, they look a lot like celery, but he got the early plants in the spring. And then there was some Italian breadcrumbs and parsley and Parmesan cheese and some butter. And I know there was some flour involved and milk.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds great. Does anybody grow those around here?
I don't know that they grow. He just went out and picks them.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd pick these thistles. I think he had a place that he, you know, a friend that had
but
a farm. In.
Is it like a thistle or is it like a vegetable?
No, it's a thistle. It's an actual thistle.
Oh, huh.
They are... and I was just going to mention this, and Judith is now reminding me again, they're related to artichokes, but they, and I guess you can't get seeds at Seed Savers for cardoons themselves, but he eschewed the cardoons themselves and went for the nettles, thistles.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of guy he was. He wanted to, if it was free, he could.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
And they're wonderful. But this soup is Wonderful. And pretty much in the spring, is that when?
That's when we always make nettle soup. I think it's just kind of become a tradition in our family that that's what we do in the spring. And it's so easy to make, Larry. It's like, you know, 20 minutes, you're done.
So what do we got for ingredients? We have the...
Just nettles, and I use about 4 cups of loose nettle leaves, and then an onion chopped up, sautéed, two baking potatoes peeled, cubed up in, you know, half-inch pieces or something. Throw those in with the onion, and then add some broth, and then we do fresh grated nutmeg on top, which is really nice.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit of lemon. And I put like a half stick of butter in. My mom doesn't. She's like, what do you need that for? And I'm like, because butter every day.
It's butter. You want it. And you look at it, and it's, in my mind anyway, the darker green something is, probably the more nutritious it's going to be. And that's a nice, deep, dark green.
It is, yeah.
It's got to be good for you.
Hey, you heard it here first. It's good for you.
And we, you know what? Judith has posted this up on our Facebook page, too. So the recipe is up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. And if you want it, you should want it because it's very good. Go to the page and you will get it. Lisa in Twin Cities has a question, so let's go to her. Lisa, hi.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I have got a couple questions about rhubarb. I know we were talking about things that are coming up in the spring, and rhubarb is one of those that comes up. I grew up with it, and I know that you can make great jam and strawberry rhubarb pie and stuff like that, but what else can you do with it when it's running out your ears?
Oh, Lisa, I have the same wonderful problem at my house. All right, I have this rhubarb patch that's been there since the previous owners got married, and I think that was probably sometime in the 30s or the 40s.
A long time ago.
Yeah. And so I've definitely learned how to be creative with it. And another thing, it's never spring without nettle soup and rhubarb cocktails. And it's something that we really liked. That's like how we celebrate spring. And then my dad and I sit out in the pasture and we watch the cows grazing for the first time. And it's like, okay, here we go. So we make a syrup out of the rhubarb. And actually, I'm going to start making vinaigrettes with rhubarb, too. We're going to try to do that on an episode coming up. But I haven't been able to test the recipe yet because my rhubarb's still a little bit tiny. So hopefully after this weekend, I will be able to. But I think that making, and you know, you don't even have to, we always throw a little bit of vodka just for good measure, but you can also just use like sparkling water or something like that. And what we do is you take, like 2 cups of rhubarb, cut up into 1-inch pieces, cook it down with a little bit of sugar, and then puree that, and then add it to some sparkling water, put a little lemon juice in there, and then a little bit of your rhubarb syrup, and it's delicious.
It sounds, and you use vodka a lot, as I've noticed over our conversations.
People are like, "How do you milk cows every day?" Like you know, unless there's a cocktail placed on the milk tank, I'm not going outside. That's all there is to it. No, I'm just kidding. But we entertain so much, and I think that one of the keys to entertaining is to make sure that everybody has a little social lubrication because it just makes everything so much nicer.
It makes things smooth.
Yes.
Runs more smoothly.
Yes.
And I have some vodka that's made here in Wisconsin.
Oh, is it the Door County one? Or
it's the Door County one I've got as a gift, and it's very tasty.
Yeah.
So, little Door County vodka,
a little bit of rhubarb.
And you know, one of the great rhubarb aficionados here at Wisconsin Public Radio is Cheryl Gasser, who is joining us right now. And this is our spring membership drive. It's great to see you. And I want to remind you, as you listen to Cheryl and I talk, and Inga and I talk, that you are relying on WPR for some great in-depth discussions, fun discussions, and of course, we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. So your gift right now, any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And how are we doing, Cheryl, by the way?
Larry, we are We're doing well. We have a goal this hour of 46 pledges by noon. Last hour, we heard from 21 amazing members. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for those pledges. But help us reach this goal during the Larry Mueller Show. The goals are set up to make sure that WPR has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on. You're enjoying this conversation with Larry and Inga. Help us meet the goal. Make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And on this program, we cover a broad range of topics. You just heard about Wisconsin vodka, but we also cover environmental and consumer issues. We talk about gardening, of course, a lot of advice kinds of topics, many Wisconsin authors and Wisconsin food. I think on this show, you get a lot of great information, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio, quite frankly. So I hope you'll support the program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And this membership drive, you can choose the 2015 WPR Artist's Mug as your thank you gift. It's yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more for the year. Now, this mug, it's USA made, and the artwork is by a Wisconsin artist from the Driftless region, Nick Robleski. It's a beautiful mug, and it's yours as a thank you gift. Your pledge supports the program, and you will love this year's mug.
It, as a matter of fact, I have to pledge again to get to get that. It features a kind of a cool scene. There's two swans, floating kind of through a night sky. So check out the design and ask for the mug when you pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I enjoy your programs. What I enjoy most about it is, you know, I'm born in Milwaukee. I have an urban point of view of things. When I listen to your callers calling throughout the states, I have all kinds of points of view from a rural, farm, you name it. I just like to hear the points of view through the state, and I enjoy and I learn from the other callers.
I hope you will go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser, and we're asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, hey, maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $15 a month. Whatever you choose, that's the right amount.
So make your pledge. Make your pledge right now in the form of an ongoing monthly gift of $15 or $20 a month, whatever amount fits your budget. You can set it up on your credit card or debit card, or hey, better yet, right from your bank account. And when you make that sustaining gift, you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
Yeah, your support then is consistent with your WPR listening. You listen month after month, year after year. You can become a sustainer right now. Make your gift or ongoing gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Many of the things that you pay for improve your quality of life. Think about good coffee, locally brewed beer, wonderful meals, dinner out with friends, or a fun activity with your kids.
Your WPR listening is just like a lot of other things that are worth paying for. It makes your life richer. So I hope you will support what's important to you with a pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio, it's personally important for you, but it's probably also important for you that everyone across the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So if you become a member with a contribution of, say, $5 a month, and you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're really helping out the whole community. If you give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Take a minute to think about all of the wonderful information you've learned from Larry and his guests. He's probably saved you a bunch of money over the years. You've got gardening tips. You've got great recipes like this one for nettle soup that we're hearing about today. There is so much information that you learn about by listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're asking you to support it with a pledge because listeners provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. And when you make a pledge of five, or $10 a month, you'll be doing your part to keep this station going strong. You can help now. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we're looking for 45 more pledges in the next, 40 minutes or so, roughly 40 minutes. Your pledge right now during this membership drive is really, really important. And this pledge drive... don't forget, you can ask for the 4th Annual Wisconsin Public Radio Artist Mug. You can join me. I have all, I have
There's
three.
There's three so far.
I have
This'll
three.
This will be your fourth when
this
you make
your
donation.
This will be my fourth, which I think I will do immediately after the show so I get it to count on this program.
That sounds great.
I
and
want to do
this
that.
This mug can be yours as well as Larry's for a pledge of $12.50 a month, $150 for the year or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's one of those days when I use my credit card. And you can use your credit card, too, by the
sure
way.
Can.
If you want to do it online, just... make your call at 888-202-2552 and give the number out, or you can go to WPR.org, safe and secure spot to make your pledge and use that credit card.
And you can also see an image of this lovely mug online at WPR.org when you make your pledge. And here's another thing. If you are not already a sustainer, this would be a great time to become one. It is so easy and convenient to set up. I know, Larry, you're a sustainer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sustainer. It's so nice to not have to think, oh, is it my time to renew my membership to Wisconsin Public Radio? You make the pledge. It's convenient. It's ongoing from your bank account or your credit card. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've already pledged. Thank you so much. If you haven't, do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Thank you so much for listening in here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with one of my favorite guests, Inga Wisher. Inga hosts Around the Farm Table on Wisconsin Public Television. She owns and operates a small organic dairy farm near Osseo, Wisconsin. And we're talking about life on her farm and maybe your farm or farms across Wisconsin with her, and hoping you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And, you know, here we've talked about the show, Inga, and let's go back to, you know, talk about the show for the, if someone has not heard about it.
Okay, so.
Let's let them know.
Yeah. So I host a television series called Around the Farm Table. And what we do is we go around the state of Wisconsin and just talk to people about what's happening on their farms. And a lot of our farms are smaller scale farms, mm-hmm. Similar to mine. And we just learn so much from these amazing farmers. And a lot of them are that have value-added products, or they're selling at a farmer's market or a CSA. And so we just want to introduce people around Wisconsin to the farmers in their community and remind them that they can be buying food locally and seasonally. And it's because it's for us as a farmer, like for me as a farmer, when I tried to start selling grass-fed beef off my farm, it was really difficult to get that story out about how I'm raising mm-hmm. The cows or you know what I'm doing. And I was really excited about that story. So we decided to do a show like this because everyone is so excited about what they do because they're working so hard on their farms and they're so passionate. So this is a way that we can help them tell those stories and learn along the way.
I have to admit, I love the show. And I like watching it on my big screen TV for some reason. It's the most fun. But I've also watched it online, which is another... Hey, if you want to go back and watch some of the old the previous shows, I shouldn't say old, previous shows,
So if you're interested in watching it online, you can go to wpt.org, and you can just go, you know, put in the search Around the Farm Table, and you can see some of those episodes. And it's kind of fun.
She does a really good job. John in Spring Valley, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, farmer too, one of a few small farmers in the area, and I'm just wondering, you know, what crops or stuff that you're getting in right now for, you know, springtime to help with the springtime, you know, it's this time of year where we're busy out in the fields, and
sure,
I'm wondering if you're having pretty good luck out there. And And, you know, I also have a 50-cow dairy herd, and I do direct market a lot of...
Oh, what kind of cows are you milking, John?
Holsteins.
Okay. Nice. Well, you know, I've actually never been able to afford a tractor or implements. So I buy all my grain from S&S Grains in Arcadia. It's this wonderful, we're actually going to do an episode around them because they purchase all their grains and their corn and their oats and everything from local farmers in my community up there. So I'm able to just go right there every week,
yeah,
pick
great.
Up my corn, get my, you know, I love to visit with my friend Dan, and we always, I always shoot ideas past him and say, well, what do you think about this? Should I do this on the farm? And we have our weekly sessions. But right now I'm just concentrating on pasture, and it's kind of a really exciting time out there in the country because I know all my neighbors are just getting all their corn in, they're getting their manure spread and just like, just going at it. And it's just the whole spirit of the countryside is just kind of like, let's go out there and get this done. And I'm kind of right in the middle of all these other farmers just putting up my little pasture, fixing my little fence. And I kind of feel a little bit like, oh, I wish I had a tractor like theirs, but I can't.
Tractor envy, eh?
I have a little bit of tractor envy. I will admit that.
Oh, but now how do you? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
Well, I also have a lot of pasture for my animals, and that keeps so much of the feed costs so low. Where
isn't it nice?
All these,
doesn't it give you a little bit of extra time too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you now when you pasture, Inga? Do you rotate pastures, or how do you do it?
Yeah. So, John, you probably are similar to this. So, I do managed intensive grazing. So, my cows will go out on a piece of grass for 12 hours. So after the morning milking, and then I'll bring them into milk at night, and then they go to a different pasture at night. And I try not to come around to that piece of ground for about 30 days because I want to get on there with the cows, have them eat it, you know, eat it down, get them off. So now they've ate the grass, they've fertilized after they've been in that pasture, and now that grass can start regrowing, and it's not getting overgrazed, it's not getting pounded down by hooves or anything like that. So it's kind of on and off, and it works really well.
I've been trying to do that myself. I got to do some redesigning, but you know, the biggest thing is they get out to pasture, and that I think improves animal health so much more because I think there's been so much of this push to, you know, push the alfalfa silage and TMR. You know, the cows these days don't know what real pasture is like. So,
Well. It is kind of fun to see cows when they go out on pasture.
Nothing
for the
beats that.
First
oh,
time in spring.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Larry, every single year when we put the cows out on pasture, they jump up and now go crazy. So on Monday, we put the cows out for the first time. So, and my dad and I are like, okay, we're going to get this on camera. Like, this is going to be so amazing. So we let the cows out to pasture, and they were just like, munch, munch, munch. We're like, jump around. Come on, jump around. Like, do something. Like, but they were like, hey, we know what to do now. Like, we've
done this before.
Yes, this is like old hat. That's fine.
Act like you've been here before.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I think it's because they knew the camera was there. They're like, oh, right. I'm not going to give you what you want.
Oh, John, thanks a lot for calling. Let's go to Mary in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple questions for Inga. I'm enjoying her program, and I wondered if she's going to plan on any events this summer that I could attend. And also, I'd like to know where I could buy some of the cave-aged cheddar that's been mentioned on her program.
Okay, well, hey,
other than Madison, because I just moved from Madison.
So
I'm just out there, I guess.
Well, thanks, Mary, so much for watching our show. It's so nice to hear that people are tuning in. And I haven't had any events at the farm yet. I still have to, I don't know, maybe paint up my milk house and haul out my compost pile before I'm going to invite anyone out. But I would like to try to do some events later on the summer. Right now we're busy filming. We're going to start our new season of Around the Farm Table, filming it, I think, next week. So it's going to be a busy get up, milk cows, get in the car, go film, and get back for milking. So I haven't had a chance to plan any events. But, you know, I'd love to do an event where I could have families out and kids out, because I love seeing the farm through the children's eyes and seeing how exciting it is to so they can see a chicken or they can pet a cow, and just to see that excitement on their faces, it's something I just really enjoy. And as far as the cheese, we are only selling it in Madison right now. And I think we actually just sold our last wheel. And my dad and I now got to get back in the creamery and start making some cheese. So
it's really good cheese.
I'm gonna go there.
All right, Mary.
All right.
You're going to have to come back to Madison and visit from Chippewa Falls. Thank you so much. And well, let's go to Cliff in Milwaukee. Hi, Cliff. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Inga. How's it going?
Great.
Cliff. Yeah. Well, I'm a home brewer, and you're talking about the first things that come up in spring. First thing that comes up around my garden is hops.
Oh.
And I heard that you can eat the early hops vines like asparagus spears. I was just wondering if Inga has ever done anything like that.
I mostly limit my hops to drinking them, but I would certainly try it. I mean,
why not?
I suppose it's
sure.
I mean, hopefully it won't poison you to death. I mean, I don't think that it can, but I would try it. So, do you have to stake your hops?
I put them on ropes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then you can just cut the rope at the end of the season and lay it out and harvest.
What a great idea. And how tall do they get? They get pretty
tall.
Oh,
they are really tall.
Yeah.
Oh, they can get to 25 feet if you let them.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite parts about your show, Larry, is because I learned so much from your listeners. That's why I tune into your show every day.
You know, I've got some friends who listen to the show who are in the hop business and raise a lot of hops and deal with hops all the time. So maybe they will have some thoughts about whether or not you can make a hop soup.
Oh, I think that sounds great.
I think it'll be wonderful. Thanks, Cliff. Maybe you'll.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we may well hear from one of those friends. By the way, you can join in too as you listen in. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. And David in Gordon, Wisconsin. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Larry. I just had to call in. When I heard of the nettle soup,
yes.
I first ate that in Sweden, where I live most of the year, and I thought your guests should know that we serve it with a hard-cooked egg divided in half in the bottom of the bowl.
That's a great idea.
Oh, David, what a wonderful...
I don't know why, but that, Lord forbid that you would eat it without the hard-cooked egg.
Well, you know, nettles and eggs are, that's what I have most of on my farm right now. So maybe they kind of go hand in hand with all the chickens kind of starting to lay during
the
spring.
Chickens, yes. Well, the first time someone said we were going to have nettle soup or nettle soup, I thought, oh, Lord.
But did you like it? Was it tasty?
Yes, I love it. And
good.
It is the rite of spring. It's the first thing. And I don't know if that's why it tastes so good, because it's really the first thing that you can make out from yeah. nature.
I bet that's part of it.
Yeah.
David, thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for calling. Talking today with Inga Wischer, hosts Around the Farm Table on Wisconsin Public Television. We're talking about life on the farm, and food, of course, comes into it a lot whenever Inga's with us. And, you know, you think of farming, you think of food right away. And when I think of food, I think about Cheryl Gasser, too, because Cheryl is one of the fine cooks here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, love food. It's a
she
joy,
loves
joy
food, and
life.
She loves to make it, and she loves to talk about our spring membership drive, too, whenever she stops by. Your support is the foundation of our budget as you listen to the show. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we'll get back with Inga in just a minute or two. But first, Cheryl is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift of support to the programs you count on.
And Larry, we are looking for 42 pledges in the next 25 minutes or so. That is
right.
A doable
do
goal.
That.
We
yeah.
can do that with your pledge, because it happens one member at a time. And if you are already a member, thanks so much. But if not, help us reach this hourly goal during our spring membership drive on the Larry Mueller Show. You count on Larry for information, entertainment, recipes. And it's such a wonderful program. It's unique to Wisconsin, and it's worth your support. So make your donation now. Support the programs that you enjoy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I hope you've been enjoying the conversation today with Inga Wischer about spring on the farm. And I think this is a kind of an example of fun, informative, sometimes quirky conversations we have on this show.
So, hey, take a few minutes right now to make this program and many more Larry Mueller programs possible. Choose a gift of any amount that works for you and then make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. During this drive, you can ask for the 2015 WPR Artist Mug when you give $150 or more.
And this is the fourth mug in our annual Artist Mug series. It's designed by an award-winning woodcut artist in the Driftless region of Wisconsin, Nick Robleski. The artwork has a peaceful scene, two swans gliding through a starry night sky. You can see that mug on WPR.org when you go to make your pledge of $12.50 a month or more. And that mug will be coming your way. It's $150 for the year. Make your pledge, see the mug, and then every time you drink your coffee or your tea or your nettle soup from your mug, you'll know you supported Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A large slice of our WPR budget pie, in fact, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state, federal government, businesses, are all very important, your contribution makes a huge difference. I think WPR is an amazing service. I want to thank you for your support. If you haven't given yet, give right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I listen to all kinds of topics. Every topic you can think of, I'm very interested in. It could be history, could be writing, could be health, could be politics, art, creativity. I'm interested in everything. And what I really love is the call-ins, questions, and comments, because you really do feel like you're part of a community of learners. I just think it's great. You feel like you're really going to school when you're driving in your car. You can be multitasking. You can be doing the dishes, folding laundry, and still be part of a community of people who really value knowledge. I'm Diane Ryan from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for connecting with the greater Wisconsin community.
And Diane, thank you so much. And I hope you will join her and make your donation in support of the programs you count on here at WPR. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's like an old-fashioned potluck supper. Your contribution added together with everyone else, it creates something that we all can enjoy.
So let's have a potluck here on WPR today. All together, listeners make up the single largest piece of our budget. So I hope you'll add something to that pot right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
You are already part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Maybe you have been for a long time. And now you can be part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
If you've never given before, you might want to start with a pledge of $5 a month. Your pledge, any amount, makes you a member, though. It starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, the state budget is in the news a lot, and as proposed, the budget puts state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. The state's investment has brought a wide range of public broadcasting services to Wisconsin, like preparing kids for school, resources for K-12 education, and the ability to broadcast throughout the state.
Meanwhile, listener support, your support keeps WPR programming strong. So thank you so much for your financial support. Haven't given yet? Do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And maybe you are a sustainer or you've already given this drive or you renew your membership in the mail. Well, thank you so much. We sure do appreciate that support.
There's still something more you can do to help, though. Encourage a friend to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community.
Yeah.
Sometimes we all need a nudge from a friend to do the right thing.
Sure do. So help us grow our members. Motivate a friend or a family member to make a pledge right now during our spring membership drive. Tell them to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So 39 more pledges to go and about 18 minutes to get them. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It really helps.
And this pledge drive, you can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up the latest and greatest WPR artist mug. It's a USA-made mug designed by Wisconsin artist Nick Robleski, and it's yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR. Maybe add $5 a month or whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks so much to Inga Wisher for joining us. She does a wonderful, wonderful job here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And she's going to be with us right through the day here on the Ideas Network. Happy to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my guest Inga Wisher, host of Around the Farm Table on Wisconsin Public Television. She's got this great organic dairy farm near Osseo that she runs, owns, and operates. And it's always a lot of fun to have her come on and talk about what's going on in her farm, what's going on with the television show. And join in. Maybe you've got an experience to share. Maybe a food question or comment, maybe a farm question or comment. Number 1-800-642-1234. And Gary and Shawno, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I personally have eaten nettles for a long, long time, plus all the other ones, Purse Lane and Curly Dock and Wild Asparagus. I got introduced to Yule Gibbons at a earlier age, and I have all his books. But my comment was, it seems to me you're missing the best spring vegetable of all, which isn't a vegetable, and that's the morel mushrooms.
Aren't they great?
Morel mushrooms there.
Morel mushrooms are, it's kind of my favorite.
I love them, too. I just think that, but here's the thing. It's because you have to wait for them. You can't have them every day. That's so great about it. So they taste so much better.
Now, if you could find, let's say, a couple thousand pounds of morel mushrooms, you could just probably forget about
I would retire.
Life yes. as you know it, because you could hire somebody else to do all your work on the farm. Because it's really, from year to year, I mean, sometimes the price per pound is...
What is it, like $25 or something?
Oh, yeah. It's
much more than that.
Yeah. Is it?
And I used to sell the dried ones for $5 an ounce, which was laughable compared to what they really cost. They cost at least $10 or $15 an ounce dried.
Boy. And, I have some dried left from last year yet, and I probably should use it, but I keep thinking, I want to wait for this special moment.
Right.
But now here we are in the new season. I should be making some soup out of those.
Celebrate every day, Larry.
So, yeah, who knows? I might get hit by a bus tomorrow, and then I wouldn't have had those dried morel mushrooms, for goodness sakes. Gary, thank you. And thanks for that reminder. Morel mushrooms, you're exactly right. We had an email from Grant, by the way. We were talking about hop earlier, and Grant says hop shoots are cooked. They're often seen and served in Belgium, which, Belgium, they make some pretty good beers in Belgium,
makes
too.
Sense.
So that makes good sense.
I think that'd be fun to try.
Yeah, Andy in Appleton has some more about hops, I bet. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Inga.
Hey.
Larry.
Hi.
Hops is a hot topic today. I grow them too. And with my Cascade hop, the bitter hop, maybe for making beer. So I wanted to tell a little quick story.
Mm-hmm.
I have used them for making tea, and I'll add honey in there. So I get a bitter sweet tea. It's supposed to be very relaxing. But I was also trying to figure out, because you get so many hops in your backyard, I can't make enough beer out of them. So I'm trying to find out what to do with the extra hops I have. A guy named Jim Long wrote a book called Dream Pillows, where you mix lavender, rose petals, all sorts of different smells, and put them in a little muslin hop bag, and you stick it under your pillow when you sleep. Based on your recipe, you can actually evoke different dreams, romantic dreams, restful dreams, deep sleep. Well, I put in my Cascade hops and substituted the recipe called for sweet hops, but I have all these beer-making hops, so I put in my Cascade hops instead at Christmas time to everyone in the family, and I gave everyone nightmares.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Evoke a different type of dream based on
did
your
you, Wait, did you did that on purpose?
No.
Okay.
Hops are hops, and the recipe said sweet hops. I never knew sweet hops existed. I had hops in my backyard for making beer, so I just substituted them out, passed them around, and 3 weeks later, everyone said I had.
They had a nightmare.
Jeez, I bet they're excited for your presents next Christmas.
My mother-in-law was the only one who put it nicely. She said, I got my dead relatives, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. She said, no, it's okay. I like my dead relatives.
Oh, my goodness me.
Great story.
Here I was about to ask him for some of the recipes for some of these other ones, but you know what? I just think I'm going to take a pass on that one, Andy. Thanks so much for calling. Oh, my goodness me. Nightmares. Well, Tom in Highland, it's your turn. Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
And
what's up?
Yeah, great. What can we do for you today?
First time caller. I'm actually a dairy farmer working in the field listening to Larry Mueller. How's that sound?
Oh, that's perfect.
Hey, nobody has yet mentioned watercress.
Oh.
That is my favorite rite of spring.
Oh, that's great.
And you did one of your shows. Didn't you talk about watercress on one of your shows?
I don't think so.
Oh, I must be confusing you with another show.
Oh, also you watch another show.
I love watercress with it's grilling season, so you can grill a steak, and the watercress to go with it, man, you can't beat it.
So now what do you do with the watercress?
I like it just washed with a slight sprinkle of sugar and just eat it with fresh greens, and it's awesome.
Oh, and where do you get the watercress from?
You want to find a nice, clean spring. Yeah. You know, like they always say, you never eat downstream from the herd, so you always got to find a nice, clean spring. And it grows in the spring water, and it's wonderful.
Oh, that sounds
tastes
really
a lot like radishes.
Yeah,
a little bite to it, you know.
Yeah, a little bite to it. Yeah, watercress. Well, here we're learning all kinds of good things. Tom, thank you so much.
By the way,
have you had any yet this spring?
I've had one meal, but it's been so cool; it's not growing yet.
Uh-huh.
Your show today provoked me with the sunshine, and I got to go get some more.
Have you done any morel hunting yet?
No, it's not quite warm. If the ground temperature is still too cool, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
It won't be long if it stays warm.
Yeah, it's going to be another couple weeks, I think it's going to be about perfect.
Well, the south hillsides will probably start, I'm sure, on that. So.
Yeah.
Always look in the warmest spots first.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Do you have morels on the farm or near the farm?
I have them near the farm. Actually, my neighbor Tom's, different Tom, but he's probably still out in the field planting right now listening to the Larry Mueller Show. Somewhere on the back of his property, so I'm going to have to go ask him if I can go take a wander down there and see if I can find something.
I have never been that good.
I'm terrible at it.
I walk by, and Emily can walk right behind me, and she'd see things that I step over or step on, which I've done too. Step right on a couple of morels. I couldn't believe it. Well, they were just partially under some leaves. So what was I going to? But it really is sad when you step on.
Oh, shoot. Well, they're not the easiest things to see. So.
Oh, my goodness me. You know, somebody wondered, a caller asked about your show, when it airs, day of the week, time, and all that sort of thing.
So I think it's going to start in October, and it's going to air, I think, 7:30-ish on, I think, on Thursdays, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But that could all change.
In other words, we don't know for sure.
We have no idea.
But you can see it right now.
You can see it right now at WPT.org, or you can see our first season on aroundthefarmtable.com.
Aroundthefarmtable.com.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a nice spot, a nice site. I like to go to that. Around the Farm Table.
Yeah, I don't think we have our last year stuff up.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But it'll come.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll come. Inga Wischer, our guest today, host of Around the Farm Table. It's always great to have her on to talk about what's going on the farm. And there's a bunch of things that I haven't talked with her about yet. And one of them involves lemon curd and eggs. She brought me some fresh eggs. And we'll talk some more about that. And if you want to learn how to make some good lemon curd, you better stay listening. And you better stay listening anyway, because Cheryl Gasser's back. And this is our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like today's, the Spring on the Farm with Inga. Your support makes this happen. Give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Cheryl, where are we here in this process?
Well, Larry, we are looking for 46 pledges this hour. We still have 37 to go, but help us with every pledge. I guarantee there are 37 Larry Mueller and Inga Wischer fans out there hearing our voice that want to go make a pledge, that have been meaning to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. We'd love to hear from you now. Make your gift in support of all of the WPR programs that you enjoy, that you rely on every single day. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a difference.
You know, you mentioned guests, and I was thinking about some of the guests. You know, Peter Green helps with us with our computers. Phil Pelletieri, for so many years, answered our questions about, endless questions about insects. Melinda Myers. Melinda is known, she has a national reputation for her gardening work.
And you get great information you can use from these guests and so many others day after day on the Larry Mueller Show. It's a real pleasure to have them on. Larry and Judith Sears-Poisson do such a great job putting this show together, and it's your contribution that makes it all possible. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget that during the drive, you can get the fourth annual WPR Artist Mug when you give $12.50 a month. That's $150 or more. I'm going to do it right afterwards with my credit card. But your donation right now, be it credit card or do it monthly, whatever, it supports the programs you count on, and you get this beautiful mug.
The mug, it's USA made. It features a design by award-winning Wisconsin artist Nick Robleski, and it's a woodcut print with two elegant swans soaring through a starry night sky. It's a very handsome mug, something you'll be proud to show off as a WPR member. So check out the design and ask for yours now when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Marilyn from Madison, Wisconsin. It's just so much a part of me. I know it's always there for me. It's the only station, I think, that I have practically on my car radio. That and a little classic rock. And when I was on the road going to all the little metropoli as poet laureate in Wisconsin, the towns and villages, it was always there. You know, I never felt like I was out of the loop. It just comes with me every day during my day, sort of like a dog. A very friendly dog. So if you're a listener, why not try to be a sustainer? You won't have to feel one bit guilty anymore for not having done it. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can be proud that you are part of the team.
And we certainly want you to be part of the team. Pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 with your pledge. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser, asking your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Now, maybe you're interested in playing a larger role in support of WPR. Well, the 9XM Leadership Circle is a growing group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support Wisconsin Public Radio programs.
Leadership Circle members want to make sure public radio will be here today and tomorrow for everybody to listen. If you'd like to increase your support to WPR, join that 9XM Leadership Circle. To do it, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
The kind of radio that you expect here on WPR, it costs money. And public radio listeners, just like you, become public radio members to help pay those costs.
So take a moment now to make that move from a listener to a public radio member. Just make your contribution, again, any amount, and do it with a secure pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 46 pledges this hour. We'd love to get as close as we can to that goal. We'd love to exceed that goal. You give the WPR to support the programs you rely on. If you have already given, thank you so much for your support. But if not, if you haven't given, the time is now. You can give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is your radio station. It's the one that maybe wakes you up in the morning, rides with you on your commute, keeps you company during the day.
The beauty of public radio is that you get to decide how much to pay for the programs that you enjoy. Now, many first-time donors give $5 a month.
Your gift, combined with donations from other listeners, adds up to Wisconsin Public Radio's single largest source of funding. Become our next new member right now at WPR.org. or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Time flies, and maybe it's been longer than you realized since you last gave to WPR. Well, we're asking you to keep your membership active.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of other services you rely on and pay for. Maybe it's the internet, or maybe it's your phone. Renew your support right now with an ongoing monthly gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Help us reach our goal this hour. Your pledge right now of any amount during this spring membership drive is so very important.
And this pledge drive, I tell you what, we're looking for another 36 calls. We got another 36 to get. Please help us out right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
And if you are not already a sustainer, hey, become one right now. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. Ongoing monthly donations, either from your bank account or your credit card. Do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The important thing is that you do it right now. Help us out during this spring membership drive. Again, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. If you haven't contributed yet, please do it now. If you have, thank you so much. We'll be back after this quick look at the news. You stay with us. There are so many aspects to life in Wisconsin that account for the richness of our history and culture. And I think the generations of folks who farmed our state's lands are at the top of that list. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network as we visit with Inga Wischer, who is host of Around the Farm Table on Wisconsin Public Television. She owns and operates a small organic farm near Osseo, Wisconsin. And really happy to have the chance to visit with her again. And Inga, great to see you.
It's always great to see you, Larry. Thanks so much for having me here.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. We've talked about life on the farm. We've talked a lot about food. You may have a question about Inga's farm or about Inga, or maybe you've got a food-related question, or maybe you've got something to share about springtime foods. We've certainly been talking about a lot of them. I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. You know, I have a friend who has a small farm, and he put his, as part of an event, of sort of a fundraising event, he offered a day at the farm for kids and had some photos, and he has some chickens and he has some sheep. And
I love that idea.
I'm telling you, there were a lot of people bidding on that. And what a great opportunity, you know, for the kids to spend a day. He would prepare some food and they would help and, you know.
Yeah, I really, really want to do something like that because I love, my two loves in life is entertaining and farming. And so I really, this year, I kind of want to try to find a way to do both of those things. So I actually, through the season of Around the Farm Table, I'm going to be visiting several farms that I really want to learn from them, how they're doing their farm stays or what's working for them and the diversifying their farm, because I'm kind of at that point where I need to do some other things. I love having the cows. I never want to lose the cows. I love making cheese with my dad. But now I'm like, well, boy, could I offer something else? Because it gets a little bit us. You know, there's a lot of solitude out there on the farm, and it would be nice to bring some people in and do something fun.
Well, that's why not? Well, you wouldn't be. Well, you could probably have some sort of a, would you have overnight stays?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Could you do it? Could you set it up? Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, the food would certainly be no problem. Yeah. You are a wonderful
you are sweet. Chef. It's because I use good ingredients. That's what makes it good. It's not anything that I'm doing.
Well, you brought me some eggs, and thank you very much for that, because they will find a good home very shortly. But obviously your chickens have been laying. And one delicious way to use... You've had more eggs than you probably ever need.
Yes.
Almost is to make a lemon curd.
Lemon curd. It's one of my favorite things to make because, you really have to use good eggs when you make lemon curd because that's where you get that really amazing orangey yellow color in the lemon curd. But I like it because I can get rid of a whole bunch of egg yolks, maybe do something else with my egg whites. I've been trying to perfect meringue. Not there yet. Not the best at doing that yet. I wish my grandmother was still around because she used to make these amazing lemon meringue pies. You know, 45 miles high in the air. They're just delicious. But I love lemon curd. It's easy to make. Everything that I make is pretty much easy because I'm still at like that sort of medium level in the kitchen. I think in a couple of years I'm going to be improving a little bit more, but it's good too. If you like lemon, that little bit of tang. Are you a fan of lemons?
Oh yeah, I like lemon. So I'm, you know, that would, and
you can make it with limes too. Didn't you say you have a lime tree?
Limey, there's about 10 limes coming on Limey right now. But she has, the limes are smaller than a marble yet.
Oh.
So Limey's producing, but it's going to take a little while. And we went through a whole batch. The cat got after and knocked a bunch of them off the old.
Well, when Limey's ready, you let me know and I'll get Mrs. Hensley off her nest and bring you down some eggs.
That sounds like a plan to me. Gail in Whitehall has a comment. Hi, thank you for calling, Gail.
Yeah, I go by your place. I'm a new neighbor, right up on top of the hill.
Oh.
And I go by, I've been meaning to stop in, but I never see anybody outside. I go by quite often.
Well, it's been so darn cold.
The woman stays inside when it's cold. Well, you're gone a lot, too.
I'm gone a lot. During the day, I'm gone a lot doing filming and pre-production right now. But if you like feeding calves, stop by around 5 p.m. and I will put you to work. But that's one thing you have to know is that I always put everyone to work when they come. Do you live like up on Holman Road or what hill you live?
No, up on Ridge Road.
Oh, right. Okay.
That cabin of Tankovich.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. A neighbor who comes by and doesn't see any action or
now you're blowing my cover, Gail. You're supposed to say, like, boy, I always see you out there just weeding your garden, you know, with a big summer hat on or something.
Lassoing the cows. Yeah. Or
milking them by hand. You're amazing.
Thanks, Gail. Thanks a lot for calling. Pam and Kellogg up next. So let's go there. Hi, Pam.
Good morning. I wish you were my neighbor. I tell you, I would love to help feed the cows.
I would love that, too.
I live on what used to be a farm, and the last 5 or 6 years, you know, the eagles had such a problem with the DDT a few years ago, but they're rebounding so well that down in my pasture, we saw eagles soaring 5 or 6 years ago, and for the last couple years, they've had a nest. And I took my grandson. I watch it every couple. I'm 3 times a day. I'm down there. I wish I could get a webcam in it because then I would really go crazy. But we saw the first little head pop up the other day, and my grandson and I were so thrilled.
Oh, how exciting!
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It's the greatest.
Pam, I think it's great that you're doing those kinds of things with your grandson, because I think it's so important to kind of pass those things down to the next generation so that they have a love for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a campground host, and I take him for the month, and we just, yeah.
Oh, a month at a campground for a kid? Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yes, it's the best.
He loves his grandma, I'll bet. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. And, you know, we were talking about things for Inga to do on her, you know, ways to involve more people on the farm or maybe make a little money, a little extra, but at least have fun. Terry in Milwaukee, have you got something?
Yeah, it occurred to me as I was listening to your guest, trying to figure out ideas to bring people onto the farm. And Larry, you may remember this too. You've probably done it yourself. Some years ago, my wife arranged for myself and some of our children to go to Villa Louise in Prairie du Chien.
Yep.
And they do a Victorian breakfast. Now, of course, that was set up so that everything you used, all the utensils and everything, were 150 years old. But, you know, I was thinking something similar to that for your guest. She could invite people onto the farm, get them there rather early, have them go out and collect the eggs from the chicken coop, pick the vegetables that they're going to cook up for breakfast, have somebody go pick wildflowers to arrange a little bouquet, very similar to what they do at Villa Louis, and get a feel for what it's like on the farm, you know, harvesting their own breakfast eggs and maybe even milking a cow, and getting them involved for 2 or 3 hours in the morning to show them, you know, what kind of chores are done on the farm and what needs to be taken care of to take care for the animals.
I tell you, you guys are writing my business plan for me. This is great.
I like this. I like this idea.
Families from the city are fascinated with those things because we just never see that.
Yeah, that's great. I think that those ideas are really fun. I'm kind of excited about that. And I think it would be a nice change to see kids that are excited about being there on the farm, because my nephews, every time they come, they're just like, no, I'm not standing there and feeding a calf for 20 minutes, Inga. Like, I want to go play. And I'm like, sorry, you're a farm kid. Sorry. So it would be nice to see kids with enthusiasm for those kinds of things.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Also, if you ask most folks coming out of the city, How many seeds of corn do you plant in a hole? How deep should they be? How far apart should they be? You know, most of us are clueless about those things. We have no idea. We see the corn in the field, but we have no idea, you know, how deep those corn kernels are planted, how far apart they should be. You know, even getting some of the youngsters involved in planting, you know, during different times of the season as part of that that outing, I think it'd be a lot of fun for the families.
Done and done. I think it sounds like a great idea, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We had a caller who was interested in your rhubarb syrup recipe. Is it available online? Do you have it available online?
Of course not. I'm always like 6 months behind on getting that kind of stuff done. But it's, you know, and I never use recipes, Larry. I don't know why.
How do you make it?
Well, so I take a roughly, I'm trying to imagine this because it's been about a year since I made it.
Last year.
So I take my rhubarb stalks, cut them up into 1-inch pieces, and I probably have 2 cups that I do at a time. So, and then maybe I use, what would you use, like 1 cup of sugar for 2 cups
probably.
Of rhubarb, something like that?
Yeah, you need it.
And then maybe like 3, and then so you're cooking the rhubarb with the sugar. So it just kind of cooks down. Put a little water in there, too, like maybe like a cup of water or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2, you know, you just got to watch it. And then put like 2 or 3 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice in there. Just to brighten up the flavors a little bit. Mm-hmm. Puree all that together, and you've got your syrup.
Yeah. You could probably throw some strawberries in there, too.
Oh, of course. Now that sounds amazing.
I was eating some strawberries this morning, and oh, man, these taste good.
I know. So my dad came out to help me on the farm yesterday, and he mowed the lawn, but he mowed right over my strawberries.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if they're going to come back up still, or...
might be a problem.
Don't worry, Dad. I still love you. I still appreciate you.
Well, Chris in Wisconsin Dells, we were talking about watercress earlier, and he thinks it's the best... he or she, I'm not sure if Chris is a boy, or man or a woman, the best thing to pair watercress with is lamb. You sprinkle the cress with a little sherry vinaigrette and toss some pomegranate seeds in as well. I like that, too.
That sounds good.
And then you've got the watercress, and then you've got the lamb.
Mm-hmm. And lamb's kind of a springy thing. I guess I've never raised lamb before, but no. It always seems like people eat it in the spring, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's more. It seems more of a spring. I don't know why. It should be a year round.
I suppose people probably, if it was me, I'd probably butcher it in the fall so I could get that whole season of grazing. So maybe it's just a myth that it's like a springtime animal. Maybe it's because they're adorable and it's like they're all born in the spring. That's why I'm thinking that.
I'm absolutely not sure, but I know that you will studiously look this up and report back on the next time that you visit with us, Inga.
Oh, thanks for having me today, Larry.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure. Inga Wischer hosts Around the Farm Table on Wisconsin Public Television, and she owns and operates her farm near Osseo, Wisconsin. It's always so much fun to talk with her. Great to have her along, and great to have you listening in, by the way, as well. Cheryl Gasser joins us now during our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. You count on WPR for great talks, and it's your gift, any amount, that can make these discussions possible. So please join in right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Hey, Larry, last hour we heard from 13 members. Thank you so much for those gifts. And now our goal is to get 26 pledges by 12:30. Support the station you love and help us meet this goal when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Support the station you love and help us meet our goal when you give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying this conversation today with Larry and Inga Wischer about spring on the farm. What a great conversation. Oh. And this program, it's just one example of the fun, interesting, exciting conversations that we have here on the Larry Mueller Show.
So now I hope you'll take a few minutes to make this program and the many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
There's been a lot of news about the state budget as proposed. The budget put state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. You tell us that you value the lasting impact of public broadcasting programs, news, conversation, music, and even entertainment. And that's why Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, including WPR, is working hard to address the budget challenges as the process goes forward.
Meanwhile, listener support is more important than ever, so I hope you'll make your gift at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
You give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programs you love, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. And as an added incentive, we have something very special for you during this spring membership drive. It's the 2015 WPR Artist Mug. It's designed by Nick Robleski, an award-winning woodcut printmaker from the Driftless region of Wisconsin.
And this artist mug series is a wonderful tradition. This year's mug is beautiful. It features two swans. They're flying through a kind of a starry night sky. Yours, when you give $12.50 a month or $150 or more, ask for your mug now and show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
My life would be diminished without Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, I wouldn't want to do without it. I mean, from my lay point of view, it's beholden to no one, and it has people working for it who love radio and love what they're doing and love who they work for. You hope that people's character says, this is valuable to me, I need to support it.
I hope you'll go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this Spring Membership Drive. Larry Mueller here with Cheryl Gasser. And we are asking for your support. Your gift, $10 a month, maybe it's $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Is listening to Wisconsin Public Radio worth, say, $4 a day to you? Well, if so, consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support Wisconsin Public Radio programming, and that works out to less than $4 a day.
If you find that you've been getting more value from WPR in the past year, maybe you'll consider a contribution that puts you in that 9XM Leadership Circle. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We heard Larry from Jenna in Mineral Point this afternoon. She says, I love learning new things and hearing other people's point of view on WPR. My favorite programs are A Prairie Home Companion and, of course, The Larry Mueller Show. Oh. Larry has such a kind voice and he's very soothing to listen to. Jenna, thank you for your support. Another fan of Larry Mueller. Not surprising at all to me, Larry. People love you. They love your show. And Wisconsin Public Radio is a station that keeps you informed and entertained every day. Not only do you get Larry Mueller, but you also get The Kathleen Dunn Show, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, Old Time Radio Drama, and so many others that you've come to rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like I don't think any other. Support this exciting mix of shows you enjoy on this station. With your contribution, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 24 pledges in the next five minutes or so. Make your donation now. Make it count. Support the programs that you enjoy every single day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear great stories from WPR listeners every single day. They're usually about how the station touches their lives. The donor comments you hear during this pledge drive, I think, are good examples of that.
They really are, because these stories remind us of how we're connected to each other as a community. We all love great radio programs, programs that engage, inspire, and make us think. And your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes great WPR experiences possible, not only for you, but for your entire community.
Got a note from someone who had listened to her husband talking so much about WPR, she finally started listening herself and now just loves it. You probably have a story about how you first became a WPR listener. Maybe you discovered us by accident, or maybe it was your husband or your wife, or your spouse at least, talking to you about it. But once you found us, you never changed again.
Why would you? Well, now is the time to create the story about how you first became a WPR donor. Now, it might start out like this. I was listening to WPR as usual today. I heard Larry and Cheryl talking, and I realized, hey, it was time to donate. So finish the story with your first ever donation of, say, $5 or $10 a month. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you looked at the clock and you thought, oh my goodness, there's only three more minutes to call and pledge in during this program. And so I quickly went, and you could make a $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's just over, a little over 30 cents a day. You probably spend more than 30 cents a day on a whole lot of other things you value less.
I know, I sure do. So spend a little right now and you'll get so much in return. Join, renew, or make that extra gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And whether you go online or call, you'll be investing in a station that you use.
And certainly thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't given yet, join the thousands of other wonderful WPR members by donating at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 23 pledges. In the next 3 or 4 minutes, keep those calls coming in. Keep going to your computer or your mobile device at WPR.org and make a pledge. Your pledge right now during this spring membership drive is so very important.
And this pledge drive, you can ask for the 4th annual WPR Artist Mug. It's designed by Wisconsin artist Nick Robleski. It's a beautiful design. The mug is USA made. Yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month, or well, it's about $150 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. 2552.
And if you're not already a sustainer, this would be a great time to become a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's so easy to set up. It's convenient. You set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Make that pledge right now. If you've already made it, thank you so much. If you haven't, go right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.